Hello, I'm Kiran Singh, and this is simply a one-woman show on self-awareness called Live a Well-Designed Life with Kiran. I'll be talking about living a slow, simple, and intentional life in sync with the seasons, self-love and self-care, home, self-discovery, and so much more. I've devoted this podcast to share ideas, tools, and resources that will help you curate and live a well-designed life, consciously, intentionally, and wholeheartedly. A quick note. I record all of these episodes in my living room at the seafront of Hastings, so you'll hear the natural sounds like the waves, seagulls, and the wind echoing through the windows. Now, let's get started. Hello, and happy Monday. I know it's been a while. It's been busy in a slow way. So when it comes December and Christmas comes and decorations up, I automatically go into holiday mode. And all I want to do is just chill, watch movies, you know, enjoy the Christmas spirit at home, especially because we can't go out this year. But I thought I'll share a thought I had with you. So when you think about the future, what do you think? So when literally a few weeks ago, for me, future was like next year, even though it's only about 3 weeks left. But, you know, it was like bigger time period. So 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, it's kind of those kind of thing. Did it ever occur to you that your future can be a couple of hours later from right now? So one thing I have been practicing is doing things for my future self. So at night time, I reset the entire home, clean up everything, do the dishes, put them away, Febreze, so for all of those small things. So when the future self or my future self wakes up tomorrow morning, everything is done. Like right now, I'm sitting here recording a video, but I'm going to go out and do shopping, buy some groceries. And I'm buying those groceries for my future self. So when I'm going to make meals later, I know I have the ingredients. I think sometimes it's just that little bit of mind shift change that makes a massive difference. So every time I do something now, I think of doing something and then procrastination hits in and think, oh, can't be bothered, you know, and I think, do it for your future self. You know, your future self will thank you. And it's like the other day, I did laundry on Friday evening, I think, and then Saturday afternoon, I thought, I was watching Christmas movie with Kushi, and then I went into an afternoon slump. Didn't want to do anything, and I already made the dinner, so I didn't even have to cook that day, so it was a proper lazy day. And come 4 o'clock, I was like, oh, okay, it's only 4 o'clock. Let me go through my notebook. So I have a notebook. Oops. This one. And in here, every day, I write down my intentions. Intentions for the day. And that can actually sometimes end up being a little bit of kind of chores I want to do or things I need to get done, but at the end of the day, those small chores, they add to your life, you know, they make your life better, they make your life easier. So I thought, okay, you know, it's only 4 o'clock, let me go through my list. And when I went through my list, I hadn't ticked off anything. I was like, oh, so almost a half of the day, more than half day gone, I'm gonna go to bed in 6 hours, I have done nothing from my list. So I turned TV off, put on some music, I do apologize for that. And then I went through my list and I got things done. I ticked things off. And I even, 9 o'clock at night, I was ironing the load, the laundry. So next morning, when I wake up on Sunday, yesterday, I didn't have to think about, oh, I have to do laundry right now. I did it for my future self. And, you know, for me, that's a kind of a massive thing to actually, you know, be able to think in that way. I know it's like common sense. And for many people, like, oh, duh, you know, you're doing it for yourself. But I think just adding that little bit of your future self, just add that little bit of je ne sais quoi to it, I think. So that's one thing I've been kind of, you know, focusing on recently. And it is to whatever I'm doing, I'm going to do it for my future self so she can be happier, so she can have an easy life. And it's, you know, she doesn't have stress and doesn't even take that long to do small things. Another thing, you know, we all have chores, we all have things to do, but instead of seeing those things as chores and like, oh God, I have to get it done, it's like try to find a joy in them. You know, like I said, the things we're doing on a daily basis, they do add to our life, they do make our life easier and better, you know. One thing I realized during this COVID period this year was to simplify my life. And I know I've spoken about it a lot, about simplifying my life. Every aspect of my life, so everything from home, my digital world, my closet, my skincare, everything. And it has helped me kind of, create more space to do things that matter more to me. And that is as simple as going out for a walk. I know recently I've been quite lazy. I'll admit it's been cold, and I'm kind of a homebody. When it comes to winter time, I hibernate. I don't want to go out at all. But I also know that when I do kind of take that first step to go out and about, I'm happy. I was like, oh yes, thank God I went out today. And sometimes, there will be times you don't want to do anything, but you have to think that, it's for your own good. Whatever you're doing, it's for your own good. And this is where simplifying less comes in, that before I moved here, I think I mentioned this before a few times, I gave away over half of my belongings to charity, to people in need, and so on, because I knew I'm not going to use it. And even now, downstairs in the hallway, I got about six bags to give to charity. And since moving into this house, I realized that I'm not going to keep things I don't use anymore, and I know I'm not going to use anymore. In the past, I've been kind of like, I'll keep it for that one day, and I'll probably use it that one day, which never happens. It never comes to that day, and then you end up filling cupboards. So I've been really ruthless to give away all the things that doesn't serve me or add value to my life anymore. But it has also been liberating, because now I'm surrounded with only the things I love. I'm surrounded by positivity, I'm surrounded by beauty, I'm surrounded by things that represent me. And I'm using them for myself. I'm not saving the best thing for when someone comes over, or we're having friends or family or bath party, whatever. You can kind of, I use my best things every day for myself. I'm worth it, so are you. So I would really like to encourage you to actually, whenever you have time from work and Christmas mayhem and so on, go through your things and, only keep those things, that makes you happy and brings you joy, and use them. Don't keep them as a, for that one special day, because the thing is, whatever you love right now, in 6 months' time, you might not feel the same way about it. And this is where I've been kind of, going wrong in the past. I will keep those things I really loved in that moment for that one special day. And when that special day came, I didn't feel the same way anymore, because I had grown and I had evolved. I changed, my needs had changed, my vision had changed, my view had changed, everything had changed. So, like, I don't feel connected to that thing anymore. So, I'm going to give it away. And then I think, okay, I spent money. Money is not time, but it's more like life. You're spending your life to earn that money to buy that thing, and you don't use that thing, and it goes waste. And that's a big kind of eye-opener. So because I remember my mom and dad, they will buy these expensive things, and we only take it out whenever we had family or friends over or any gathering or whatever. We were never allowed to use the fine stuff kind of thing. And I thought, no, you know what, I don't want to do that. I want to use the fine stuff now. I was having this conversation with my dad the other day. I said, you know what, especially since my mom, she passed away with cancer 13 years ago, and she never lived her life. And I think I mentioned about this as well at times on my videos. She never lived her life. She was waiting for retirement to live. And, lately, in the last, I think last year and a half, it's kind of come back to me, that vision that I want to live now with whatever I can, whatever I have available, and would make the most of it, instead of waiting for when I retire. I might not even make it to retire. I might not even have health enough to do all those things I want to when I retire. So, I invite you to start living now. This is all you have. This time right now is all you have. And the last thing I thought I'll share with you, if you're anything like me, this is back in the past, not anymore. You set intentions for the new year, and you have this massive plan. I'm going to do this and that and all of that stuff. You have big, massive goals, and you want to achieve them. And then come maybe months, 2 months down the line, into the new year, you're like, oh, I'm off track. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. Did it ever kind of occur to you that the goals you want to achieve in 2021, for example, next year, you just start on them now? You know, 1st of January is just a number. You know, it's not like when you wake up on the 1st of January, everything is going to change. It's not. You're going to still wake up, everything's still going to be the same, unless you start putting in the foundation and the new habits. You're starting them now. You know, I used to think that 1st of January, when I wake up, you know, things are going to change and I'm going to have that new energy and, you know, new excitement of life and all of that stuff. All to realize that every New Year's Eve, from before 2018, we used to be out and about. We used to be at my auntie's house. So obviously, when you're not home, you can't do things the way you want to. You can't, you know, watch the movie you want to. You can't, you know, do your own traditions and stuff. And then 2018, 2019, we were in Norway celebrating New Year's Eve with my brother and his family. And even then, you know, because I wasn't home, even though I tried to kind of bring as much as me with me, as my journals and notebook and the movie I want to watch, I still try to create that kind of ambience and that kind of event for myself, experience. And it went well, but again, you know, because it's not your home, it's not, you know, you can't do everything you want in the way you want to. It's been kind of limited. So this year, touch wood, is the first year we're gonna celebrate New Year's at home, in the last 5, 6 years maybe. So I'm quite excited. I created a card on Trello called New Year's Eve, and then I listed like the video I want to watch, want to go for a walk, I want to have a hot bath, I want to go out and have dinner, you know, sit at the window and look at the fireworks, if there are any this year. You know, but kind of start my habits now, start my new routines, rituals right now. So my morning ritual, I showed a video of that as well, is all about, you know, put on something inspirational. I put on prayers in the morning, then I put on something inspirational. I have my cup of tea, I do journaling, and then I work through my planner, my productivity planner. And that's how I start my day. And then what I started recently is having a evening boudoir time, where I switch everything off, reset the home by 8 o'clock, go to my room. I'll do some pampering, light a candle, listen to some music, do some yoga, read a book, you know, do some journaling, brain dump, you know, kind of ending my day in that way. But unless I start now, that habit won't be there. Even though it won't be a habit, it takes about 6 to 9 months to create a new habit. But you know, I can use this time right now to create that habit instead of waiting until 1st of January and then start a new thing. You know, I'd rather get into it now, into the flow of it now. So by the time 1st of January comes, or the New Year's comes, you know, I'm kind of in the flow. And I think this is what I also want to encourage you. So whatever habits you want to create, anything new you want to do next year, start now. You know, revisit your plan. You know, Christmas is coming. I think it's less than 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks. Wow. Yeah. So Christmas in less than 2 weeks. You know, and you know, things. So time is gonna fly by. We all have deadlines and presents and things that needs to be done. But at the end of the day, you need to take our time every day for yourself, so you can, you know, check in with yourself and what really matters to you. You know, I used to create goals for an entire year, and then I never checked in on myself. And then I realized, oh my God, you know, I don't feel connected to this at all. And I've been working on it without knowing that it doesn't serve me anymore. So I invite you to take us some time this week, before Christmas, ideally, and check in with yourself. You know, go through your vision, your plans, your intentions, maybe create new ones, see if the ones you already have serve you. You know, and start all over. Start now, because now is all you have. We don't know what new is going to bring. With that being said, I hope you enjoy this video. I hope it can inspire you to take one or two small actions. And I shall see you next time. Take care. Bye. Well, this is it for now. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to leave a comment below or go to my website, kierensingh.com. Also, for behind the scenes, follow me on Instagram @kierensingh. Speak to you soon. Take care and bye for now.